بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد we continue in the treatise of the great Imam Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullahu ta'ala thalathatu usulin wa adillatuha, the three fundamental principles and their evidences. We have completed reading from what the author he has mentioned rahimahullah with regards to al-asl al-awwal wa lillahi al-hamd. And this evening, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we begin reading from what the author he has mentioned about al-asl al-thani rahimahullahu ta'ala. Al-aslu al-thani, he mentioned rahimahullahu ta'ala ma'rifatu din al-islami bil-adillah وهو الاستسلام لله بالتوحيد والانقياد له بالطاعة والبراءة من الشرك وأهله وهو ثلاثة مراتب الإسلام والإيمان والإحسان وكل مرتبة لها أركان وكل مرتبة لها أركان. The author he mentioned الأصل الثاني, the second fundamental principle from al-usul al-thalatha, is to know and to have knowledge and understanding of the religion of the religion of al-Islam, ma'rifatu din al-Islami bil-adilla, with evidences and proof, to know the deen of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the deen of all of the anbiya, all of the prophets and messengers, they were Muslims. And the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal is the deen of al-Islam. It's an obligation, rather, it's a foundation and fundamental principle. من قواعد الدين وواجبات الدين معرفة دين الإسلام بالأدلة, to know al-Islam properly, correctly, with the evidences. The author, he says now, giving a definition, a general definition of the understanding of al-Islam. A general definition of the understanding of al-Islam. And this is a definition that we advise all of the believers to memorize, the children and likewise the adults, to memorize this definition and to understand it and to know it. This is the Islam that all of the messengers and prophets were sent with from the time of Nuh alayhi salam all the way into the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the way into the day of resurrection. This is the deen that is accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is the deen that Allah has sent His messengers, all of them with, and to call to and to clarify. وَهُوَ الْإِسْتِسْلَامُ لِلَّهِ بِالتَّوْحِيدِ. And it is to surrender and to submit. Al-Islam. Al-Islam, ما هو الإسلام? That's the question. He's giving the definition in the most beautiful manner. Al-Islam, it is to surrender and to submit to Allah with monotheism. And with Tawheed, to single out Allah alone, and Rububiyyah and His Lordship, that He's the only creator and sustainer and provider, the one who gives life and gives death, Subhana, the one who raises and lowers, the one who can harm only by His decree, and benefit can come only by His decree, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has the beautiful names and attributes of perfection, no deficiency does He have whatsoever, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He has the dominion and the command in His hand. Nothing happens except by His permission and by His will and by His command, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-istislamu lahu, yani lillahi bit-tawheed, to surrender to Him with tawheed and to single Him out alone and worship Him alone. All acts of worship are to be directed to Allah alone. This is al-islam. Huwa al-istislamu lillahi bit-tawheed. Wal-inqiyadu lahu bit-ta'ah. And also to comply to Him with obedience, to comply to Him in obedience, وَالْبَرَاءَةُ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ وَأَهْلِهِ, and to be free from polytheism and paganism, to be free from shirk entirely, major shirk and minor shirk, and to be free from the people of shirk. This is an inclusive definition. هو الاستسلام لله بالتوحيد. It consists of, or it's comprised of, three parts. الاستسلام لله بالتوحيد. To surrender and to submit to Allah Azza wa Jal with Tawheed. Al-Istislam. With Tawheed. To single Him out, Allah alone, in His Rububiyyah and in His Asma'i wa Sifat, Subhana, and in His Uluhiyyah, and that He should be worshipped alone, worshipped with the heart and worshipped with the hands and the body parts and as well. And He worshipped all of the acts of worship, whether they are with the eye, whether they are with the body parts, or whether they are with the heart, or whether it is with the wealth. All of the acts of worship should be for Him alone. Al-Istislamu lillahi bit-tawheed. And also, along with that, yani, along with the submission and the surrender, along with this tawheed, from that which completes the tawheed and the perfection of the tawheed is fulfilling and fulfilling the rights of tawheed. وَالْإِنْقِيَادُ لَهُ بِالطَّاعَةِ يعني وَالْإِنْقِيَادُ لِلَّهِ وَالْإِنْقِيَادُ لِلَّهِ بِالطَّاعَةِ and to comply to Him and to comply to Allah Azza wa Jal in obedience. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He has commandments and He has prohibitions. He has sent direction and He has sent guidance. This guidance is comprised in commandments and prohibitions. From the completeness of Islam is that a person, he will believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, and he will surrender and submit to Him with Tawheed in monotheism, and likewise he will comply to the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal in obedience. And then the Islam likewise will not be complete except with the third part that the author has mentioned in this definition, وَالْبَرَاءَةُ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ وَأَهْلِهِ وَالْبَرَاءَةُ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ وَأَهْلِهِ and to be free from shirk, to be free from it, to be free from it entirely, and from its people. This is the definition the author he has mentioned of Al-Islam, and this is the deen of Al-Haq, the deen of truth. And the author he says, وَهُوَ ثَلَاثُ مَرَاتِبٍ, and it is three levels or three stages. Al-Islam is three stages. Al-Islamu wal-Imanu wal-Ihsan. The three stages of Al-Islam, the first stage Al-Islam, and the second stage Al-Iman, and the third stage in Martaba Al-Ihsan. وَكُلُّ مَرْتَبَةٍ لَهَا أَرْكَانٍ and every single level or stage of Al-Islam, it has pillars. It has pillars that it is based upon, that it stands upon. Al-Islam, أَكْرَمُكُمُ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا هُوَ الدِّينُ الْحَقِّ. Al-Islam is the religion of truth. الْأَصْلُ الثَّانِي مَعْرِفَةُ الْإِسْلَامِ. الْأَصْلُ الثَّانِي مَعْرِفَةُ الْإِسْلَامِ. This is a great principle. This is the great foundation, to know Al-Islam, to know the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with evidence, to know the religion of Allah azza wa jal with proof from His book subhanahu wa ta'ala, with proof from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The only religion and the only deen that is accepted by Allah azza wa jal is the religion of Al-Islam. And the reality is that there are many deens, there are many, and the adyan, al-adyan kathira, al-adyan kathira. Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentioned in His book about the different deens. He says, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, Inna alladhina amanu, walladhina hadu, wassabi'ina, wal-nasara, wal-majusa, walladhina ashraku, inna allaha yafsiru baynahum yawma al-qiyamah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in this verse in Surah Al-Hajj, He says, verily those who believe, meaning those who believe in Allah and in His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning the Muslims, verily those who believe and those who are Jews and the Sabians and the Christians and the Majus and those who worship others besides Allah, truly Allah will judge between them on the day of resurrection. Verily Allah is a witness over all things. Verily Allah is a witness over all things. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Verily Allah, He will judge between them. And in this word fasl, also it means to separate. Allah will judge between them with His hukum, with His ruling subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will be separated. They will not be the same, and they will not be on one level. It has been mentioned by Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, in his commentary about this verse, his beneficial commentary, he mentioned about this statement here of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ibn Qayyim, he says, فَالْإِسْلَامُ دِينُ أَهْلِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَدِينُ أَهْلِ التَّوْحِيدِ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. That at Islam, it is the religion of the people or the inhabitants of the heavens. And it is the religion of the people of التوحيد from the inhabitants of the earth. فَالْإِسْلَامُ دِينُ أَهْلِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَدِينُ أَهْلِ التَّوْحِيدِ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. He says, rahimahullah, لَا يَكْبَلُ اللَّهُ مِنْ أَحَدٍ دِينًا سِوَاهُ. Allah Azza wa Jal, He does not accept any deen. He does not accept any religion whatsoever other than this deen. And then he says, rahimahullah, فَأَدْيَانُ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ سِتَّةٌ. And in summarization, Ibn Qayyim, he mentions the religions of the people of earth, or the religion and the religions of the inhabitants of the earth, there are six. And he mentioned in this verse here. He says, rahimahullah, وَاحِدٌ لِلرَّحْمَنِ وَخَمْسَةٌ لِلشَّيْطَانِ. One deen, there are six deens, and in summarization, all of the deens, they go back to six. Allah mentioned them in this noble verse in his book in Surah Al-Hajj. So he says here that the religions of the people of the earth, or the religions of the inhabitants of the earth, they are six. Wahidun al-Rahman. One of them is for the Most Gracious. One of them is for Allah. Only one of them is for Allah, sincerely and truly. Wa khamsatun al-Shaytan. And five of them are for the devil. For Shaytan, for the devil. Ya'adhan billah. He said, Rahimahullah, Fadeen al-Rahmani huwa al-Islam. والتي للشيطان اليهودية والنصرانية والمجوسية والصابئة ودين المشركين. He said, so the deen that is for Ar-Rahman, the deen that is for Allah Azza wa Jal, for the Most Gracious and the Most Merciful Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, it is Al-Islam. It is Al-Islam. And the religions that are for, or the deens that are for Al-Shaytan, they are Judaism and Christianity and Majus. And the Sabians, and also, or Sabians, and also the religion of the polytheists and the pagans. These are the six deens. Only one of them is for Allah Azza wa Jalla, and the rest of them are for Shaytan. The rest of them are for Shaytan. And the meaning of the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that He will judge between them, and He will separate between them with His ruling, and He will judge between them, meaning that one of these groups, one of these religions, is going to be in the Jannah, and the rest of them will be in the hellfire. One of them will be in the paradise. This is the people of the deen of Ar-Rahman, the people of the deen of Al-Islam, and the rest of the people of these adyan al-batila, these false deens, the religions of falsehood, they will all be in the fire. Al-Imam al-Tabari rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned about this verse, and he says, إِنَّ الْفَصْلَ بَيْنَ هَؤُلَاءِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ أَلَّذِينَ يَعْبُدُونَ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا بِاللَّهِ فَعَبَدُوا الْأَوْثَانَ وَالْأَصْنَامَ وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَهُمُ الْيَهُودُ وَالصَّابِئِينَ وَالنَّصَارَى وَالْمَجُوسُ الَّذِينَ عَظَّمُوا النِّيرَانَ وَخَدَمُوهَا وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ سَيَفْسِرُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِعَدْلٍ مِنَ الْقَضَاءِ وَفَصْلُهُ بَيْنَهُمْ إِدْخَالُهُ النَّارِ الْأَحْزَابَ كُلَّهُمْ وَالْجَنَّةَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِهِ وَبِرُسُولِهِ فَذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَصْلُ مِنَ اللَّهِ بَيْنَهُمْ فَذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَصْلُ مِنَ اللَّهِ بَيْنَهُمْ. نعم الطابري رحمه الله تعالى, he mentioned about the decision that will be made between the people on the Day of Resurrection, how they will be divided, and the criterion will be set, and the ruling will be made, and the judgment will be put in force and the judgment will be set from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning that the fasl, and this judgment and the separation, will occur between the hypocrites, those who worship Allah azza wa jalla on one side, and halfway mudhabdabeen, and likewise those who associated partners with Allah azza wa jalla by worshipping idols and stones. And likewise the Jews and the Sabians and the Christians and the Majus, those people who used to magnify and venerate and worship the fire. And between those people who believe in Allah and His messengers, then verily Allah Azza wa Jal, He will separate between them, and He will judge between them with a separation and a judge of justice. And this means that Allah Azza wa Jal will set or will enter into the fire those different groups of misguidance, and He will place and allow to enter the paradise the believers, those who believe in Him and believe in His messengers, alayhimus salatu wassalam. So this is the fasl of Allah baynahum. Inna Allah yafsilu baynahum yawm al-qiyamah, inna Allah ala kulli shayin shaheed. And so this is the religion of truth, and this is the deen that is accepted. Al-Islam is the only correct deen. Al-Islam huwa ad-deen al-sahih al-qayyim. Al-Islam is the deen that is upright and correct and sound. Al-Islam is the deen that all of the people in the earth, from the time of Adam until the time of the resurrection, from the beginning and the end, from the first of the people to the last of the people, they're all required to follow and to believe and to submit to this deen, the deen of Al-Islam. They're all required to submit and to comply and to follow to the deen of Al-Islam. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He does not accept any other deen besides this deen. Al-Aslu al-Awwal Ma'rifatu al-Islam. Ma'rifatu al-Din al-Islami bil-Adilla. To know this great religion, to know the deen of Islam, to know what it is with proof and evidence, to be upon clarity with regards to one's religion, to know that this is the religion of Haqq, no doubt about that, that this is the religion of all of the prophets and messengers, and that this is the only religion that Allah Azza wa Jal, He will accept from any human being or from the jinn. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, "Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam." That verily the only religion that is accepted with Allah Azza wa Jal is al-Islam. So all of the other religions and all of the other ways of life that an individual who would try to live and he would try to draw near to Allah by any other way, it will not be accepted. It will be rejected. The only religion that Allah Azza wa Jal accepts is al-Islam. This is a great indication to this great fundamental principle and how important it is. If this is the only way of life, the only way of life that Allah would accept from an individual, the only deen that will be accepted, the actions that are not in accordance to this deen, the deen of al-Islam, they will be rejected. The statements that are not in accordance to this deen, then they will be rejected. Allah Azza wa Jal, He is not pleased with any other way of life, with any other deen, with any other creed, with any other belief, with any other regulation or ruling or conduct or code of life except for al-Islam. Except for al-Islam, Allah, He mentioned about this deen, deen al-Islam, وَذَٰلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ وَذَٰلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ. This is the upright, steadfast, strong, upright, sound religion. The upright, sound religion. وَذَٰلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ دِينًا قِيَّمًا مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. The upright religion that is firm. The upright religion that is correct. The upright religion that is straight and there's no crookedness in it whatsoever. Not in the information that is entailed therein, in the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla, or in the authentic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nor is there any crookedness or any deviation in the rulings that are found in the religion of Islam. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Deenul Islam, deenun munazzal. Wa al-adyanul ukhra al-batira, adyanun nabita, nabita. Deenul Islam, nazala min as-sama'. والأديان الأخرى الباطلة نبتت من الأرض. This is a fa'idah and benefit I would hear from Sheikh Abdul Razak many times whenever he would speak about the religions and the creeds and the belief systems of the people, that the religion of al-Islam والعقيدة الإسلامية منزلة من عند الله سبحانه وتعالى. It is revealed and it has descended and has come from Allah Azza wa Jal, from above the heavens. All of the rest of the religions like Judaism and Christianity and Hinduism and all of the other religions of the earth, they all came from the earth. They all started from the earth and they proceeded from the earth and they came up and from the earth. They're religions of falsehood. The only religion that came from the heavens, the deen that is munazzal, tanzeelun min rabbil alameen, that has been revealed and has come down from the Lord of the worlds, is the deen of al-Islam. Deenan qiyaman millati Ibrahim hanifa wa dhalika deenul qayyima, yani meaning that this is a deenul kamil wa ni'matu al kubra, that this is the complete religion. This is the complete religion, and the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the great blessing that He has revealed to His creation, and that He has guided the people to al-Islam, and He has revealed al-Islam for the people to follow it, and it is that way that leads to Him and is the way that is pleasing to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, He says in His book, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book that verily this day I have completed for you your religion, and I have perfected my favor upon you, and I am pleased for you with Islam as your deen. This is the only deen that Allah is pleased with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala radhiya lana hadha deen. Deenan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rabbul alameen. Tabaraka wa ta'ala radhiya lana hadha deen. Ad-deen aladhi jaa bihi nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad. This is the deen that is pleasing to Allah. This is the only way of life, the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. We shouldn't be confused about the understanding of Islam. And the reality is that many people, they're not upon the Islam that is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal, even from those who ascribe to al-Islam. Many of the Muslims themselves, even though they are on the first martaba, and they have entered into the fold of Islam, and هم في مرتبة الإسلام ولا شك في ذلك. But their Islam is deficient. Their Islam is deficient, and they're not upon the Islam that was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many of them have introduced innovations and to the deen of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The deen that Allah is pleased with is the deen that was revealed on this day, the deen that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the deen that he taught his companions radiyallahu anhum jami'an, the deen that they fought for and they defended the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for, the deen that they were persecuted for, the deen that in the end of the Prophet's life sallallahu alayhi wa sallam it conquered the lands and his enemies, and they all surrendered and submitted to that deen, the deen that they were upon after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the deen of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, wa Umar, Uthman, wa Ali, the deen of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhum jameen. This is the deen of al-Islam that Allah azza wa jal, He is pleased with. This is the deen that Allah azza wa jal, He is pleased with, and this is the deen that He accepts. Allahu Akbar. Al-Aslu al-Thani, deen ma'rifatu deen al-Islami bil-adillah. Allahu Akbar. Now, the second great principle, we could even say al-mas'ala al-thaniya, the second question or issue. Yani, because this is something likewise an individual will be asked about in his grave. Ma dinuk? Ma dinuk ya akhi? Ya ma dinuk ya ukhti? Now, what is your deen? Ma'rifatu deen al-islami bil-adim. My deen is Islam. The Islam of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The deen of Abi Bakr radiallahu anhu. The deen of Umar radiallahu anhu, the deen of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my deen, not the deen of the Sufiyya, not the deen of the Tablighiyya, not the deen of the Ikhwaniyya or the Irhabiyya, Ha'ula, Al Khawarij. The deen of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not the deen of the Rafidha, rather the deen of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma'rifatu deen al-Islami bil-adillah. The Prophet, Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentioned about this deen, the deen of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the deen of al-Islam, deen al-haq. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَيْ يُقَبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. That whoever seeks after another religion other than Islam, meaning the true Islam, the Islam of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever seeks another religion besides this religion, it will never be accepted from him. It will never be accepted from him. And the ways of the Christians and the Jews will never be accepted from them. The ways of the Hindus and the Mushrikeen, it will never be accepted from them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْسِلُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْنْ شَهِيدٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's a witness over all things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's a witness over all things. He will divide between them. He will separate between them. And He will judge between them, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is not pleased with any other deen, and he does not accept any other way of life except for the way of al-Islam. This is an indication that a person, after coming to Islam, he should give great care and concern with learning the proper Islam, and not just sufficing with following the way of the people in his neighborhood or in his community or in his masjid, or following the way of the people in his country, and say, oh, this is how they do it in my country. Like this, we hear this from the people many times. But many of the people have been turned away and led astray because of ignorance and the love of the dunya and the preference of the dunya, and their niyyah is the dunya, and this has led them astray, and they don't know the true Islam, the Islam of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the Islam of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the deen of mercy, and is the deen of kindness, and is the deen of guidance, and is the deen of manhood, and is the deen of honor and respect. Al-Islam, the deen that is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever seeks a religion besides that way, فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ الْخَاسِرِينَ, then he will be a loser in the hereafter. He will be a loser in the hereafter. And this person will lose his soul. Likewise, those people who follow the deviant ways from the Muslims, the innovated ways, that will not be accepted from them. Those deviated ways of the Sufiyya and the Turuq, especially if they have shirk in them and calling on the graves and calling on the saints and calling on the mashayikh, then this will never be accepted from them. Rather, they are from the mushrikeen, even if they fast and even if they pray, but they call on the graves, or even if they call on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, their deen is the deen of the mushrikeen. As for those Muslims who have fallen into innovations lesser than that, then those innovations will likewise will never be accepted from them. وَمَنْ يَبْتِغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَا يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. المحدثات والبدع ليست هي من الإسلام. This is not from Islam. This will never be accepted. And hereafter, those people who perform those actions of innovation, they will be from the losers. This is a warning for a believer to take heed, to learn his religion, to learn the deen of Islam with the proofs, to know and to be upon clarity with one's religion, and to know the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to know his sunnah. What did he do whenever he woke up? And how did he use the restroom? And how did he go about his day? What did he say whenever he left his house sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Whenever he prayed, how did he stand? How did he stand and how did he bow? What did he say when he was in ruku' sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What about if he fasted? What would he do, and how would that be? In all aspects of life, how would he deal with his enemies, and how would he deal with his companions, and how would he deal with his family? How would he deal with people who are rude, and how would he deal with people who are correct and kind, and how would he deal with people who were ignorant, and so on and so forth, to learn and to know the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that a person, he can walk upon his path, can live upon his path, can be upon the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In turn, he can hope that he will die upon that way. And the greatest success And the goal of every believer is to die upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to die upon al-Islam, the Islam of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How could a person do that if he does not know what it is? If he doesn't truly know what is al-Islam, if he truly doesn't know what is the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this al-Islam, my noble brothers and sisters, this is a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Rather, it's the greatest blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be upon al-Islam, to be upon submission and surrender to the Creator of the heavens and the earth, to know the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his way, to love him and to follow him, and to suffice oneself with what has come in the book and in the sunnah, and to know about the way of the companions, to know about the salafiyya as-sahiha, without any ghulu or extremism, without any negligence likewise, to be upon the straight path. This is a favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He bestows upon whom He wills from His creation. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this great blessing, and to give us steadfastness upon His deen, and to make us from the people of al-Islam. If a person, he finds that he has some understanding of this religion, the great religion of al-Islam, if he finds that he has an understanding of this asl, Ma'rifatu din al-Islami bil adilla, then this is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants good for that individual, and he should be thankful, and he should rejoice, and he should be grateful, and he should increase in submission and humbleness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book about this deen, He says, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. فَبِذَلِكَ if you bil Islam wal istiqama wal ibadah wal tawheed wal sunnah فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. And he say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا, with the grace of Allah and His mercy, then this you should rejoice for. You should be happy about this. You want to rejoice, then rejoice about the fadl of Allah Azza wa Jal, His grace and His mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is better than everything that they amass and that they gather. And the people of the dunya, they gather the dunya, but what one, and they rejoice over their cars and their wealth and their property and the likes like this. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's been commanded to say and to proclaim. Allah has told him to say, but rather the grace of Allah azza wa jalla and His mercy, this is what you should rejoice over. Yani meaning al-Islam. What has been narrated about this verse in Tafsir al-Baghawi, rahimahullah ta'ala, that Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, he said, فَضْلُ اللَّهِ الْقُرْآنِ وَرَحْمَتُهُ أَنْ جَعَلَنَا اللَّهُ مِنْ أَهْلِهِ. That what is in reference to this verse, فَبِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ, he said, Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu, this is the Qur'an. The fadl of Allah and the grace of Allah azza wa jalla is the Qur'an. And the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَنْ جَعَلَنَا مِنْ أَهْلِهِ, أي مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقُرْآنِ, that Allah has made us from the people of the Qur'an. And He made us from those people who believe in the Qur'an. Made us from those people who strive to learn and understand the Qur'an. Made us from the people who learn the Qur'an and follow the Qur'an. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us and our families from the people of the Qur'an. This is the favor, this is the mercy that a believer should rejoice about. فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا إِفْرَحْ يَا أَخِي أَنَّكَ مُسْلِمْ وَأَنَّكَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ وَعَلَى الْهُدَى. You should rejoice about this, that you are Muslim. You should rejoice that you are upon the Sunnah of the Prophet. Rejoice. يَفْرَحْ بِأَنَّكَ السَّلَفِي عَلَى الْوُضُوءِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. You should rejoice if you are Salafi upon clarity in your religion and you know your way. And the deviant people from those who claim Salafiyah, or from the deviant people from those who claim Islam, and they have deviated, whether with their extremism or because of their desires and their whims, had led them astray likewise. And we see that they find fault and they speak. But this is something normal. A person who knows that he is upon the haqq, then فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحْ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحْ. Then let him rejoice, alhamdulillah. Let him rejoice about his Islam, about his sunnah, about his salafiyah. This is what a believer should be happy about and should rejoice about and should be thankful that Allah Azza wa Jal has guided him to this way. Likewise with this verse, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Also it has been narrated from Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma. He mentioned فَضْلُ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَرَحْمَتُهُ تَزْيِينُهُ فِي الْقَلْبِ تَزْيِينُهُ فِي الْقَلْبِ. That the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla is al-Islam. Yani not the difference of the interpretation. These are from the التفاسير. That are the ليست تضاد. يعني this is الخلاف تنوع. اختلاف تنوع. This is different type of interpretation, but they're all having the same meaning or similar meaning, and they're all correct. So the grace of Allah is at Islam, and Islam is the Quran. No doubt about that. He says, وَرَحْمَتُهُ تَزْيِينُهُ فِي الْقَلْبِ. And the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is that He has adorned the Islam. That He has made that Islam adorned and beautified in the heart of the believer. And the meaning that Allah Azza wa Jalla has guided the person to Islam. That this is from the success of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that He gives to whom He wills from His creation. So the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jalla is at Islam. And the virtue and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon His servants is Al-Islam, and this is the religion that Allah Azza wa Jalla accepts, and He does not accept any other deed. So then we see, now we begin the study of this Asl. Al-Asl, Al-Thani, Ma'rifatu Deen Al-Islami Bil-Adilla. I advise myself and my family and my brothers and their families to take these studies seriously and to strive to learn and to know this deen, and to know Deen Al-Islami Bil-Adilla. To be upon clarity, upon insight, upon basira. This is the great blessing for a believer. To be upon Islam, that's one blessing. And that's one thing. But to be upon clarity upon Islam, and to be upon the Islam of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to know that with certainty, that is another blessing. And nurun ala nur. Nurun ala nur. The way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, this is the way of Islam. This is the true Islam that is accepted. This is in the deen عند الله الإسلام أي إسلام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه. This is the deen of al-Islam that is accepted. It has been narrated from Thawban رضي الله عنه. It's been narrated from Thawban رضي الله عنه, and this is collected in Sahih Muslim. Sahih Muslim, this wording here is also found in Sahih Bukhari, but this wording here is from Sahih Muslim, from the narration of Thawban رضي الله عنه. That the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق لا يضرهم من خذلهم حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم كذلك. That there will always remain a group from my ummah victorious and apparent clearly upon the truth. And no harm will come to them from those who abandon them until the command of Allah comes and they are upon that way. And they are upon that way. And the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عَيْنِ ظَاهِرِينَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ الْحَقِّ يَنِي هُوَ الَّذِي جَاءَ بِهِ النَّبِي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal, He sent His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with haqq, with the deen al-haqq. هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينَ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Naam. So, in closing, I mentioned the statement of Bukhari with regards to this verse, that Bukhari has mentioned about the people of knowledge, أَنَّهُ يَنِي قَالَ بُخَارِي فِي صَحِيحِ هُمْ أَهْلُ الْعِلْمِ يعني الذين هم ظاهرون على الحق لا يضرهم من خذلهم ولا من خالفهم. Who are they? هم أهل العلم يعني أهل العلم بالكتاب والسنة. Imam Ahmad رحمه الله تعالى, he says, إن لم يكونوا أهل الحديث فلا أدري من هم. If they are not the people of hadith, then I don't know who they are. Imam Ahmad, he said, and the people who will be, there will always be remain a group of from the Ummah who was victorious upon the Haqq, meaning upon the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions, upon the true Islam that Allah is pleased with, that He revealed, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there will always remain a group of people upon that way. This is what the believer, he hopes to be upon. Who are they? Imam Ahmad, he said, إِن لَمْ يَكُونُوا أَهْلِ الْحَدِيثِ فَلَا أَدْرِي مَنْ هُمْ. If they are not the people of hadith, then I do not know who they are. The people of hadith, the ulama of hadith, the ulama of hadith, Sufyan al-Thawri, Sufyan ibn Uyayna, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, Al-Awza'i, rahimahum Allah jami'an, and those before them and after them upon their way, those who have transmitted this deen to us precisely and were upon the way of the companions, radiyallahu anhum jami'an, this is the deen of al-Islam. الأصل الثاني معرفة دين الإسلام بالأدلة بالأدلة وهو الاستسلام لله بالتوحيد والانقياد له بالطاعة والبراءة من الشرك وأهله. And I advise, we have time to between this class and the next class, and maybe there's at least the children at home, they have much time, even maybe some of the parents, plenty of time to memorize this portion here. The definition of Tawheed. الاستسلام لله بالتوحيد والانقياد له بالطاعة والبراءة من الشرك وأهله. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.